play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Yam Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
A 6'1 sophomore guard, number 5, Dre Egyptiaco. A 6'1 sophomore guard, number 15, Alex Egyptiaco. A 6'4 senior guard, number 20, Riley Milan. A 6 foot junior guard, number 23, Eric Price. And a 6'7 forward, number 34, Jalen McCants. Your Streaks are coached by Ryan Hart.
Always great to hear public address announcer Jeff Lamb. We are at John Thiel Gymnasium. 3 home games remaining in the regular season schedule, and the Oneida Township Panthers, the opponent tonight. They defeated Galesburg back in December, one of only 2 losses the Streaks have in the Western Big Six Conference. Keys to tonight's game, partner.
I think that we've got to be ready to make adjustments. One of the things that Coach Weber does so well is he'll throw a number of different looks at us, including a box and one, triangle and two. We've got to speed up the game. We don't want it in the 30s. And finally, we've got to move the ball against their zone, inside, outside, reverse, and attack the gaps.
Dazla Gadian, a 6 foot junior. Jalen Rose, a 5'9 senior, the only senior in the starting lineup for UT. A freshman, Devontae Wright, at 6 foot, fires a 3 from the left side. It's an air ball, and McCants underneath with a rebound. Into the front court, the same starting 5 for the Silver Streaks, and a pass behind Price, does a balancing act on the sideline, gets it over to Milan on the left side, in the lane, turnaround jumper, scores, and the Streaks turn a near turnover into points.
Good presence of mind there. He shot fake, and stayed with it, was under control.
Malachi Trice, a 6'5 junior, and Davion Vallejo, a 6 foot junior, the other 2 starters for United Township, wearing the road black tonight and the orange trim. They're 10-14, but coming off a win over Rock Island last week, and Alex Egyptiaco on a backdoor lob gets tied up underneath with Jalen Rose, and that'll be a foul on the streak sophomore.
And both their possessions, they tried that backdoor lob, set that up screen and back screen, and try to get a lob both sides that time.
Streak sophomores won 59-56. They were down 7, scored 13 consecutive points, and ended up winning by 3. UT hit a 3-pointer at the buzzer as the Silver Streaks came back big in that one. Here's a missed 3 from the left side by Wright, and the weak side rebound, Dre Egyptiaco. Gets it to Price up top between the midcourt circles. Milan, McCants, and the Egyptiaco brothers. Here's Price, left side, open 3 off the back iron. Weak side rebound fought for, scramble on the floor, diving for it, Vallejo for United Township, and the Panthers come out with it. 2-0 Silver Streaks were just underway. Of course, we're watching Jalen McCants move up the all-time scoring list at Galesburg High School. He's in 9th place, just a point behind Jim Reinebach coming into tonight. And then the great, legendary Dale Kelly ahead in 7th place, another 31 points ahead as UT finds a man open down low, and Vallejo with an easy lay-in to tie the game at 2.
One of the things you have to do against them is guard through long possessions.
Up top, Riley Milan around his man, stopped at the high post, picks up his dribble, skips it into the left side to Price. Eric Strickland really struggled from outside, passed up the 3, now back to the right side, it goes to Milan. up top to Egypciaco. Remember, just a little over a week ago, had his career-high 24 points in the win over Quincy. He has it now up top, passes up the three and traveled with it. Just underway, 2 minutes, 10 seconds into the game. We're tied at two. UT again, a big upset win over Rock Island last Friday, which has all but knocked Rock Island out of the race for the conference title. They're not out of it, but mathematically it's going to be very difficult for them to get back into it. Of course, they will still play Geneseo and Galesburg down the stretch, the two teams ahead of them, and Quincy's all alone in third place. Dribble drive in from the left side. Wright is cut off. Wrapped up by Alex Egypciaco, and a tie-up called. And that forces the turnover with a possession arrow favoring Galesburg.
Great job there by Alex. The ball's exposed. He saw it and ripped it right away there and get a jump ball out of it. And we get the ball on the possession arrow favoring us.
Freshman mistake there, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
By
there. Exposed the ball. It's gonna be pilfered here at this level.
2.5 minutes into the game, tied at two. Up top, Dre passes up the three, skips it under the left side to Alex. Alex, entry pass into Jalen. Triple team, forces it up with the left hand. It goes down and he got fouled. The ball rolled around the rim. Jalen playing through contact up among three black jerseys of United Township. The foul on Malachi Trice.
I'm not a math guy, but you certainly have to play geometry against this zone, moving the ball directionally, pinpoint, try to get it swung around. We did a good job that time.
McCants to the line, up and in and out. Rebound, Milan lost the handle on it, knocked out of his hands. Last touch by Riley, out of bounds, back to United Township.
Good battle on the glass there. We're trying to keep our hands alive there, and that shows promise for down the line.
Streaks put the full court pressure on. UT breaks it into the front court. Rose, between two defenders, dribbles left, now gets it up top into the hands of Gadian. Reversal dribble right underneath, leaves it off for Malachi Trice with a lay-in. That's two baskets for the Panthers on the low blocks right under the basket.
Trying to get them to speed up there, and we gave up a layup there, got a little out of position.
Tied at four, over 3 minutes into the game. Egypciaco, Dre up top, going left to right, gets it back from brother Alex, shoots and hits the three from the elbow. Dre's first points of the night, streaks on top 7-4.
Got a little bounce and rhythm to that jump shot at this point in time.
Good ball movement by the Streaks,
absolutely,
too. They got it into Jalen, touched it out to Alex, and he quickly fired it over to Dre. Now here's Vallejo to answer. Missed it from three-point range. Milan in traffic, had the ball, then had it knocked away by Devontae Wright, and UT gets another shot at it. Out high. This is Desla Gadian. One of the three juniors in the starting lineup for the Panthers. Skip pass from the right side into the left corner. The touch back to Vallejo. Hits the three this time from the wing. Ties the game at seven.
Again, good ball movement by the Panthers there to get a wide open shot there. You got to guard through long possessions.
Well, and kept alive with that ball knocked out of Riley Milan's hands after he came down with a rebound. The lob on the inside knocked away from Jalen down low, and the Streaks will hang on to it.
I'm sorry,
ahead,
Brad,
Barter.
To your point there, live ball turnover in your own basket area there.
Michael Merrick in for the Panthers. He had a big game against Galesburg up at East Moline earlier. Here's a jumper by Price from the left baseline, about 15 feet out. Streaks back on top by two. Their biggest lead is three. We've been tied three times here in the first 4.5 minutes of the game. Here's Merrick with it now. Right side Gadian. Bounce pass through the lane. Briefly batted loose, but UT recovers, comes up with it. The kick out to Gadian. Fakes left, drives right, and the Streaks switch on the defense, and he's unable to drive the lane. Now up top it goes to Jalen Rose. Crossover dribble. Streaks come over to help out. Price reaches in, ties him up, and the held ball keeps it on UT's end.
Very active defensively, and I think that's one of the things you and I would agree. We've got better and better of being active with our hands and not getting called for fouls as the seasons went on.
I was very impressed how the Streaks helped out on that weak side there when Rose lost his man initially up top. Two defenders slid over to help out. Price tied him up. Approaching the 3 minute mark of quarter number one, 9-7 Galesburg. Streaks have forced Gadian out to midcourt in the circle. Now passes it right side over to Rose on the elbow. Fakes left, goes right, and a blocking foul away from the ball. And I think that's going to be an illegal screen set by UT. That'll be their second turnover. It is called against the Panthers. The first of the game on the freshman Devontae Wright. Second team foul. DeMarco Harden has checked into the game for the Silver Streaks, replacing Riley Milan. Drea Gypciaco with it out high. Left wing, Price. Trying to find McCants on the inside. They keep it back out to the outside to Dre. Looking left, passes right to Harden, right back to Dre. Still looking it over. McCants is open in the right corner, calling for the ball. Harden shoots a three instead, airballs it, and right underneath, Price recovers it and lays it up and in.
Commented so often how Eric is so good inside with a nose for the ball there, and there he got easy points.
Biggest lead for the Streaks now. 2:15 to go first quarter. The Streaks switch on the outside, and another illegal screen. As the Streaks did a nice job forcing that defense out to the top of the arc, and UT looked like they just kind of got caught in no man's land. Price picks up his second foul for UT and three Panther turnovers.
And this crew here, you're going to have to make adjustments. They look like they're going to call that a little bit more than other crews, and it's one of those that everybody's got their own interpretation of that illegal screen.
11-7, Galesburg with the ball and a four-point lead. McCant skips it up top to Harden. Works his way right, gives it to Alex. Tries baseline, fades back, missed it off the backboard. And the rebound by Merrick for United Township. Good strong move by Alex to the basket, just couldn't finish it off.
Real strong power move inside.
Under two to go first quarter, Galesburg on top by four. UT with the ball, though. Again, they beat Galesburg. Up at the Panther Den, back on December 13th, the Streaks' second loss to open the Big Six. They haven't lost in the conference since then. McCants rebounds a Merrick miss from the right side with a minute and a half to go in the quarter. Wide open, right corner, and then Price traveled with the ball. He was so wide open, he hesitated. And as you well know, Coach, anytime you have that little hesitation, that indecision, it's going to about cause a travel every single time.
He who hesitates is lost, is the old saying. And you made a point earlier, we've got to get Eric untracked from long range.
Minute 20 to go first quarter. We've been stuck on 11-7 here for a while. Streaks trap out high on Merrick. He got out of it. And then a reach-in foul called on a hold on Alex Gypciaco. That'll be... Or do they call it on? Yep, they call it on Alex, so that's his second. Two team fouls on the Streaks, and they're both on Alex. That's going to get Jeremiah Babers into the game. About as early as he's been into a game, maybe not all season, but in a long, long time.
Yeah, and that's the key there. As much as we're going to try to trap tonight, we'll have to watch that loss.
They lost Babers on the backdoor cut. Streaks tried to defend it. The ball got knocked loose and picked up off the floor by Darius Rogers for the lay-in. That's a third UT basket from on the low blocks, right side of the basket.
Three times they've tried that weak side lob.
11-9, entry pass Jalen, steps to the basket, banks it in. Somebody lost Jalen defensively down low, and the Streaks found him quickly, and he was a quick drop step to the basket for the bank shot. 13-9, Galesburg by four, 45 seconds to go first quarter. Again, they look to go back door. The recovery on the baseline, the kick out to Merrick for three. Off the mark, he rushed the shot. But the weak side rebound, Davion Williams underneath. Feeds it to the lane. UT with a deflection. Jumper on the right side, missed it. Merrick inside of four white jerseys for the Silver Streaks. And it's Price who rips it out and comes up with his second rebound. To Babers, into the front court. Jalen lost it, skips it over to Harden. Now into the hands of Price. Little contact there. Babers will reset. Left side, Harden. Back out to Jeremiah. 14 seconds to go. Harden, bounce pass down low. Eric had position. Gets tripped up, moving into the lane. And a foul on the floor against UT. Streaks will inbound it from the right of the basket with 9 seconds to go, trying to build on a 13-9 lead. And just like that, Ryan Hart going to get Riley Milan back into the game to give the Streaks an outside presence, try to knock down a jumper.
And the Panthers, that's a microcosm of their season. They had three wide open shots there and couldn't convert in any way.
Harden left elbow back out to Jalen. They want to isolate for him. He gives it back to DeMarco. Fires the quick three. A little bit short and pops up and drops to the rim at the buzzer. It hit the front of the rim, went straight up in the air, and the Streaks lead 16-9 after one. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We want to start 2020 out with an exciting offer for your badly needed bathroom remodel. We are offering a 10% discount to any customer that calls for an estimate to remodel their bathrooms. This could amount to hundreds of dollars in savings. Now is the time to take advantage of this great offer by picking up the phone and calling 342-HEAT. That's 342-4328. You will be surprised to see the savings that could be yours. This offer is only good through February 29th, so don't hesitate. Call us now.
It's the final regular season home game for the GHS girls basketball team as they host the Sterling Golden Warriors tomorrow afternoon. I'm Tom Erdick. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 1:40 on WGIL.
Quarter gone at John Field Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer, streaks lead by 7 starting the second quarter. McCants with a behind-the-back dribble. A good defense by UT, clogging up the inside. He has to kick it back out to Babers. Now right back to Jalen on the right wing. Swings the ball down low, working against Gadian. Dump stop, kicks it over into the left corner to Price. Price reverses it back over to Babers. Drives in, pops it out to Milan. Inside the top of the arc, Harden passes up the three. Swing it around to the right side. Babers an open look. Nearly banked it in from the angle, but the rebound ripped down from Darius Rogers for the Panthers. 16-9 Galesburg after one. Good shooting in the first quarter, really by both teams, as the defensive intensity is what you would expect in a Western Big Six Conference matchup. Here's a quick jumper from the right side. Missed it as Rogers couldn't knock down the shot, and the scramble for the rebound. Streaks couldn't control it, and UT gets it back. Observations after the first quarter, Coach?
You know, I thought we did a really good job here of moving the basketball, and a 7 out of 10 is good. Again, we've got to continue to guard them through long possessions.
Quick three on the outside. Missed underneath. Vallejo knocked down a three earlier. Couldn't finish that one. McCants with his third rebound. Open. Harden right side. Hits another three. DeMarco's come off the bench with two big ones early. And the Streaks lead by 10. 19-9.
We've talked so much what he brings when he comes into the ball game, and he's doing that again here tonight.
He was darn near our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game last week. Here's Jalen with a steal. And a one-handed jam.
He looked behind him. He got out in front of the defense. And Jalen brings the crowd to its feet.
It forces a UT timeout with Galesburg up 21-9. They've scored 10 in a row.
And that's the explosiveness that we possess. I mean, we hit a shot. We guard. We get a turnover. We get wide open in the open floor. Get a dunk. And before you know it, you get a 12-point lead. You get the crowd into it. They've got their dauber down, and we've got enormous amounts of confidence.
This is what Ryan Hart talked about in the pregame show. Said if we can get up on them by 10 points or so, then he feels like they can really dictate the tempo of the game and not have to play from behind like we did the whole game up at United Township and never did get up on top.
No question about it. And again, that was the same conversation that Ryan Weber and his staff, Teddy Trueblood, that we had on and off the air, that when you're down, with their inability to score, like they have those challenges, by 4 or 5, it seems like it's 20, and here they're down by 12 already. And we've got to continue to keep the hammer down defensively and, again, try to speed the game up and score points in bunches here in the open floor.
6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Silver Streaks with their biggest lead of the game at 21-9. DeMarco Harden has 2 3-pointers to help spur this little 10-0 run by the Silver Streaks. Panther ball coming out of the timeout. Going to spread the offense here in the half court a little bit. Gadian up top, bounces it to the right side. Passed up on the three and a travel called on Darius Rogers. Back-to-back turnovers by UT. 5 for the game now.
And we gave him a little different look there with a 1-3-1. We were very active in it, disguised it beautifully. Shaded shooters. Good job there defensively by the Streaks.
Babers, Harden, Price, Milan, and McCants. This is the five who have been on the floor to finish the quarter. Here's Babers from the right side. A little bit short on the three. DeMarco with a weak side rebound. And the Streaks get another chance at it. DeMarco, can he do it again? In and out. Rebound. Price up off the mark. Tipped around. Milan comes down with it. In the lane. To the basket. Blocked. Out of bounds. Back to the Streaks.
Again, three opportunities there, and we are very aggressive to the glass here tonight. I like our aggressiveness. It's under control, and a perfect example there.
DeMarco's three darn near went down from the corner. Streaks keep it alive on the dead ball rebound. Milan, bounce pass up top to McCants. 21-9 Streaks, 2.5 minutes into the second quarter. Babers with it out high. Kicks it out. Babers will shoot the three, and that one is good. Jeremiah's first basket of the game, and the Streaks run continues. They're up 15 now.
We have no easy outs in the batting order at this point.
24-9 Silver Streaks have scored 13 straight. Gadian up top, guarded by Babers. To the left side over to Rose, back into the game. The stutter step, the dribble drive, and up and in with the left hand. Gadian got it up over Price, who planted himself in the lane trying to draw the charge. Gadian did a nice job to avoid it.
Great idea by Eric. He just has to take one more step up to get that play made.
Up top, McCants. Left side, another three by Harden. A little bit long, and the weak side rebound over to Jalen Rose. So have the Panthers weathered the big storm by the Silver Streaks, and will try to crawl back into it. 4.5 minutes to go in the half, down 13. On the right side, Vallejo. Here's the give off. Gets it right back up top. Now left side over to Gadian on the dribble. Working his way left to right toward the top of the arc. Into the right corner. The quick three by Malachi Trice is an air ball. Weak side rebound. Price, who's got four for the game. Leads the break. Down the lane. Up with the left hand. 26-11. Another timeout by Coach Ryan Weber. Does not like what he sees as the Panthers fall behind by 15.
Exactly what you want to do. Get the ball off the glass. Get out, fill the lanes. Get it pushed ahead. Get numbers. Score points in bunches there. And again, continue to build this lead up by 15 now.
Want to remind you, tomorrow here on WGIL, we have a Galesburg High School girls and boys basketball doubleheader. And the game times have changed a little bit from what they were announced earlier. The Silver Streaks girls will play Sterling tomorrow with a 12:10 pregame, 12:30 tip-off. And then the Galesburg boys, that game has been pushed back a little bit. It'll be 4:40 for the pregame, 5 o'clock tip-off tomorrow. As the games were just adjusted by a half hour from the way they were presented on the original schedule. That's due to ACT testing that's going on. So the Silver Streaks girls, Galesburg boys, Silver Streaks girls, it'll be their final home game of the regular season, and a conference game with Sterling in town. The Silver Streaks boys will play Rock Falls. Dribbling between the double team, nearly traveled with it in the backcourt. Gadian now gets it into the front court to right, and the freshman to the free throw line pulls it back out. Halfway through the second quarter, Price gets one into the backcourt. Gadian gets to it first, and still a one-on-one battle in the backcourt. Now Gadian gets it across midcourt, leaves it off for Rose. To the left side, right. Streaks defense really causing havoc, but there's UT. They find the back door and then miss the shot underneath by Wright, and the bat out under the basket by Price all the way out of bounds, and the Panthers keep it.
And I'd like to think that you know, he got a wide open shot, but he was under duress and also playing faster than he wants.
On the inbound, the touch and the give and go into the left corner. Gadian and a well-executed inbound play by the Panthers to knock down the three, 26-14. 3.5 minutes to go in the half. Milan steps inside the arc. Price flips it back up top. Firing it over to the right side. Dre shoots a three. And it's the high rainbow arcing shot. Back to a 15-point lead for Galesburg, 29-14. 3:10 to go in the half. Sophomores with a big finish tonight. Scored 13 in a row. And now a foul away from the ball will be a hold on Jeremiah Babers as he got trapped out on the wing and then was trying to catch up to Devontae Wright cutting to the basket.
Two freshmen there, and Wright really very experienced, much more in a varsity game than Babers is, and trying to get him inside and get him isolated inside on Babers.
Got a whistle on the inbound. By the way, that foul on Babers was the third team foul against the Silver Streaks.
And Babers is a sophomore, I'm sorry. not a freshman, but Wright is a freshman.
Yep, one freshman, three juniors in the starting lineup for the Panthers. So Ryan Weber getting things established for the future during the present. Here's a steal by the Streaks. Good defense out high. They get the live ball turnover. Harden into the lane, kicks it back out. Now McCants fires it through the lane to DeMarco, up and in from the low blocks. And a good feed from Jalen on the opposite side of the lane and wheeled it through there and find DeMarco for the easy soft shot.
Wonderful job finding the open man.
Gadian trying to get around. Harden gets to the low blocks and a late foul called as Gadian hits the deck. That'll be the first foul of the game on DeMarco and the fourth Galesburg team foul.
We've improved so much on our on-ball defense in terms of taking on the dribble drive. And as you alluded to earlier, you said that we come off and help much better. So all of those things are pluses that are much better at this point in the season.
Gadian's free throw is long and to the right. Alex Egyptiaco back into the game with two fouls, 2:34 to go in the half. Babers had some really good time on the floor here in this game, late first quarter, and a good chunk here in the second quarter, gets a breather.
And he gave us quality minutes out there.
Hit a big three also, wasn't afraid to take the shot. Gadian missed them both. McCants pulls down an easy fourth rebound of the game. Galesburg on top by 17, biggest lead of the first half at 31-14. This is Milan out high, Streaks spread the floor. Right sideline, this is Dre with it, pulls it back up top. Riley looks over the floor, fakes the bounce pass on the inside, keeps it on the outside as Harden comes out for it. Now Milan trying to find McCants, getting open on the baseline. He's in the lane now. Now they bounce it to him. Jalen, spin move, hesitation, banks it up and in from the left side. Just to even get a shot off in traffic in the lane like that was impressive, and he banked it home.
That's what a superstar scorer can do. You just don't understand how he can get that shot off, let alone score.
Here's a tip into the backcourt. Jalen driving, going up for it, got fouled in the basket, and a chance at another three-point play. He's in double figures with 10.
And he scores them in bunches, and there's a perfect example, the last two possessions.
Just like that, the Silver Streaks are up 21 now with a minute 45 to go in the half. UT with four turnovers here in the second quarter, and the Streaks have taken advantage of it. They've outscored United Township 19-5. And McCants missed the free throw, but there's Milan with the long arms in the lane coming down with a rebound. Everything going the Streaks' way right now. Firing it into the lane. Alex, double team, the kick out. Jalen will shoot the three. In and out. That ball rolled around the rim. Now the Streaks attack and steal it away from Bustos, who came up with a rebound. Eight UT turnovers. Underneath, Alex gets hammered on the low blocks, and he'll get two free throws.
Playing with so much confidence and purpose here. We are the participators, and right now UT's sort of the spectators. We've got them back on their heels here with this performance here in the first half.
Minute 22 to go. Silver Streaks on top 21, 35-14. The foul on Davion Williams, his first and the sixth United Township team foul. Well, it's been an impressive second quarter for Galesburg as they've really taken control of this game. Remember, it was a two-point game in the first quarter at 11-9. So since that time, the Silver Streaks have outscored the Panthers 24-5. And Price to the free throw line with a minute 22. I thought Alex got fouled.
Alex did, but he's had to come out of the ball game with that blood, so you're able to bring in, as you know, that substitute, and Coach sent Eric in. But
Eric misses the free throw. And is that what Ryan Weber is asking for, an explanation right now? He's talking things over with the officials. He's trying to get something clarified. I can only imagine it's why Price is shooting the free throw instead of Alex. But certainly he had to see Alex go out of the game just like the rest of us did. Alex is nowhere to be found as he's out changing jerseys. Ryan Weber not happy. Now he's asking for a clarification from the scoring table as Price knocks down the second free throw. 22-point Galesburg lead, 36-14, 1:15 to go in the half. It's been a great second quarter for the Streaks. They don't want to be done yet. On the outside right, up top, Vallejo. Now they got a little weave going on up high. They find an opening and a floater in the lane by the freshman Wright, his first basket.
Nice execution.
And a 30-second timeout by Ryan Weber. I think he's saying I didn't call a timeout. I think he's trying to tell the official I was not calling timeout. He's now used three of them in this quarter with a minute two to go. Is that how you're interpreting that?
Yeah, and I think he's also trying a little bit of get his ball club fired up here and get a little emotion in them as well. And again, they continue to play hard. They continue to try to do the things that he's teaching. They're just right now so young and limited, but you can see they've made great strides. And again, you know, they've won 10 ball games in 4 or 5 of this conference here. We're just playing lights out at this point in time and had a terrific first half here.
20-point Galesburg lead, 36-16, a minute two to go. If you didn't hear, the Streaks moved up another spot in the 3A rankings. They're number 7 now. And looking every bit of it here tonight so far. Dre Egyptiaco up top, working against that UT zone, backs up to the volleyball line. Now Milan, bounce pass down low. McCants is double-teamed again. They knock the ball out of his hands, out of bounds on the baseline, and the Streaks will keep it.
The dribble inside the low post in the zone is an iffy thing. If anybody can do it, he can, but there's usually not time and room for that in there.
Milan on the inbound, right of the basket, gets it into Jalen in the corner. They back off him. He drives, kicks it out to Price. 43 seconds to go for the half. 36-16 Streaks. The bounce pass to Jalen. The kick out to Dre for three. Hits it from the top of the arc. Dre has 9 in the first half. And the Streaks' lead is now 23. Galesburg just firing on all cylinders offensively and defensively here in this first half. They put up 23 points in the quarter. The hesitation dribble out high. Gadian, the kick out. Right wing three is way off the mark. And the weak side rebound, Milan got a hand on it, but couldn't control it. Lost it out of bounds. UT gets it back.
I think it surprised him a little bit of how that came off there.
Yeah, he was doing man-to-man battle on that weak side with a UT player. And I think he fended him off with his arm, but then the ball came to him too quickly after that. 13 seconds to go. On the inbound, up high, it goes now right side over to Gadian, guarded by Price. Gadian tried to get around him, does so, gets a step on him, floats in from the right side, shot hangs on the rim, falls off, Price with a rebound, outlet to Dre, layup at the buzzer, he got it in with a tenth of a second to go, and the Streaks take a 41-16 lead over UT at the half.
Just fitting that the half ends and the quarter ends with us scoring. That culminates in just a super, super half of basketball played by the Silver Streaks here.
25-point lead at the break. We'll take a timeout. Come back, take a look at that first half statistics. Look at the individual scoring. We'll talk things over with the coaching staff as well. Galesburg 41, UT 16 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
The road of life can be rough for you and your new car. Potholes attack your tires. Rocks and door dings leave their marks. But you have an advantage. The YEM Advantage program comes with every new vehicle from YEM Automotive Group in Galesburg, covering dents and dings, your tires and wheels, even key protection for 1 year at no cost to you. When it comes to protecting what's important to you, you've got an advantage when you trust YEM Automotive Group, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today. Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Carl Sandburg Historic Site, St. Patrick's Church, and the Children's Milk Fund of Knox County. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way, and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Katie Carlson from WGIL, reminding you that you can help the Abingdon Junior Women's Club continue to give back to our community by attending a fundraising trivia night. It's Saturday, February 29th at the Abingdon American Legion. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved, invested, and connected to the Galesburg community. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks leading United Township at the half, 41-16. I mentioned to Coach Cheeseman off air during the break that I thought that may have been the best quarter we played all season long. Honestly, Coach, I can't believe we missed eight shots in that quarter. It seemed like everything we shot went in, except for a couple tough rolls we had on some three-pointers that did everything but go down. Otherwise, I felt like just everything was picture perfect for the Streaks in that quarter.
Your observation, I think, is right on the money. It'd be hard for these fans here that are in a great crowd here tonight at Thiel Gym to say that that they didn't witness just an outstanding half of basketball by the Streaks. And UT feels like that they've run into a buzzsaw here tonight in terms of on both ends of the floor. I mean, the way we're defending, the way we're rebounding,
We're
handling the ball. We've only committed three turnovers, playing with great teamwork. Just check the boxes on everything here tonight. Fun to watch. Great half.
Let's check this box. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Got to believe these numbers are going to look pretty good here at the half.
Oh, boy, and we've shot the ball from the field beautifully all year. 16 out of 27 in the first half. Just absolutely on fire at 59%. 6 out of 12 with a three ball. We talked off the air. All of those three balls were with rhythm, good ball movement, wide open, stroke nicely. On the other hand, UT 7 out of 18 for 38%, and only 2 out of 10 with a three ball. Again, out-rebounded our opponent 14-9. And a real key here, forced UT into 8 turnovers, 5 in the second half, and we committed no turnovers in the second period, and 3 for the game. And correction, they had 5 turnovers in the second quarter. So 8-3, just a terrific half of basketball in all areas, and that translates to a 25-point lead here, 41-16.
By way of comparison, and the Silver Streaks played that game up at East Moline, that game that Galesburg lost. Streaks scored 45 points the whole game. They got 41 in the first half here tonight. That's the difference in the game here between those two.
And it just shows how much growth that we have continued to make, the strides we've made in all areas, maturing a little bit more each week. And again, I know that UT has gotten better too. We've just been able to capitalize on any of the weaknesses, and they're so young. I mean, it's just a textbook half of basketball here.
And of course, the Silver Streaks have lost only one game since that loss to United Township, and that was just a couple of weeks ago in that heartbreaking three-point buzzer beater when Chicago Lincoln Park knocked it down. 41-16 Galesburg at the half. We'll take a timeout, come back, look at the individual scoring. We'll get a word from the coaching staff and assistant coach Chad Thompson as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Clark Howard. This is Clark Howard.
A fast-growing scam migrating all around the country. It's where you get an email, a text, or a phone call pretending to be from Credit Card Security. They give you ways to contact them. If you ever get an alert there's a problem with your card, call the number on the back of your credit card. That's the number you know is legit. And if there is a problem with your card with fraud, they'll tell you.
Clark Howard, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm. Encourage you to check out their Google reviews and see how they've helped save thousands. Cloudy tonight, snow this evening. Could see accumulation of less than a half inch or so. Patchy fog late, over that low of 22. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 30. Tomorrow night, slight chance of snow after midnight with an overnight low of 23. Rain likely throughout the day on Sunday, possibly mixed with snow in the morning. High of 39 on Sunday. It's 28 at WGIL.
If you're spotted wearing the blue WGIL button, you could win cash. Pick one up today at Carmark Tire and Auto on Carl Sandburg Drive in Galesburg. Full details at WGIL.com.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Vinowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Silver Streaks boys leading United Township 41-16. And the team is out a little bit late. And I don't see my partner. Oh, he's running over there. So we might get a quick word here. We'll update you. Illinois leading Michigan at the half, 42-40. Let's get a quick word with Chad Thompson.
Back here at Thiel Gymnasium, Coach, that was a clinic. You guys got to feel really pleased with how you played.
Yeah, I really like how I played. It feels like we haven't been here for a while. It's long. It's nice playing a week off. But no, but good. Energy is good. Execution is good. Getting the ball inside, playing inside out. And an excellent defense effort. Really communicating on that end.
Let's go get him second half.
Thank you.
Thanks, as always, to assistant coach Chad Thompson. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Quick individual scoring from the first half. Davion Vallejo and Dez Lagadian, each with five for United Township. Devontae Wright, Malachi Trice, and Darius Rogers all had two. Two players in double figures for the Silver Streaks. Really good balanced scoring. Dre Egypciaco, by virtue of that layup at the buzzer, leads the Streaks in scoring with 11. Jalen McCants has 10. DeMarco Harden off the bench with 8, Eric Price 7, Jeremiah Babers 3, and Riley Milan 2. Price is the leading rebounder for the Streaks with 5. Nobody for United Township has more than one rebound. 5 different players with 1 rebound. Panthers have the ball to start the second half. They'll go with a weave up top. Now quick entry pass down low to the blocks. And Price backs up and a hand check foul called on Jalen McCants. And a really cheapo. We had a good look at it from up here. Vallejo backed up and initiated the contact into Jalen. And the officials immediately called McCants for his first foul. That's just 11 seconds into the half. Gadian on the lob, intercepted by McCants. 9 UT turnovers on the run out. Milan gets stopped, cutting in from the right side, bounces it back out to McCants on the wing. He'll pull it back out to the half court line. 9 UT turnovers, 1 in the first 20 seconds of the quarter. Bounce pass down low. McCants double team, dribbles, recovers, misses the shot. Ball batted around. There's Price running into the lane, getting a hand on it, and a whistle stops the action. Held ball will keep it on Galesburg's end.
You know, and Coach Thompson there talking, one of the things you want to do after you played so well is continue to come out with that same energy and focus and not you go the other way here and leave with a sour taste in your mouth after you played so well.
Price left wing for 3, a little bit long. There's McCants getting in there for the rebound put back. So Price rebounds the McCants miss. McCants rebounds the Price miss, and the Streaks lead by 27 now, 43-16. This all started with a sophomore scoring 13 consecutive points late in the fourth quarter to rally back. Now UT turns it over. Miscommunication out high between Price and Gadian. Gadian faked left and then tried to cut sideline, and he threw it behind him.
And another turnover. They're in double digits now. Very unlike UT.
I said Illinois earlier is leading Michigan. They're actually leading Maryland. That's a more important game. Here's a reverse layup by Price and an entry pass from Harden out high. And it's now 45-16, and the Silver Streaks almost up 30 now, just underway in the second half. On the right side on the wing, Gadian. Price, oh, we got a foul away from the ball, will be against DeMarco Harden. So two quick fouls called against the Silver Streaks here in the second half. They had only four called in the entire first half. Two team fouls already, not even 90 seconds into the third quarter.
And that call away from the ball there and that hold.
Well, that's got to be from some of the barking that Ryan Weber was doing to the officials. Here's a three by Michael Merrick.
And there's no question about that. You plant that seed and hope that it pays off later.
Streaks break the press. Here's Harden open at the other end, but he pulls it back out after McCants found him, and then he throws it behind to Gypsyako. That's the first Galesburg turnover since about the four-minute mark of the first quarter.
Settle in here, and I think it'll start here with playing a good defensive set here in possession here. See if we can get the ball off the glass and get out and get numbers again.
Rock Island leading Moline, 33-23. They're just underway in the third quarter. Here's a steal by Dre. The layup at the other end drew contact as Devontae Wright chased him down at the other end. He denied the layup by Egyptiaco, but he'll go to the line shooting two on the second foul of the game on Devontae Wright.
And that's even a better option. Get a live ball turnover and get out and be one-on-one there, and that sparks your ball club. And again, the Twins do that so well.
Of course, Dre has been a layup master for the Silver Streaks. He has been getting out ahead of everybody, as he did with the layup at the end of the half that put the Streaks up 25 at the break. Misses the first free throw. That's the first shot he's missed of any kind tonight. Knocked down all four of his shots in the first half. 6:03 to go, third quarter. Makes the second free throw. He leads the Streaks with 12, and Galesburg's lead is 46-19. Just underway, only 2 minutes into the third quarter. On whiteout night here at John Thiel Gymnasium, great student section on hand as always, making a lot of noise in support of the Silver Streaks. Here's another steal by Dre. Outlet throws it away. Tried to find McCants, but UT got there first. Gadian with a steal. Now has the ball poked away as he drives in, and a reach-in foul called on the Silver Streaks. And they pick up three quick team fouls here. Rather choppy start to the second half for Galesburg. Third foul of the game on Alex Egyptiaco.
And again, give UT here credit. They've come out trying to make some things happen, made some adjustments, and certainly the biggest was don't lose your confidence. Start that old proverbial nothing to nothing here. Coach Weber's ball clubs don't quit. They'll continue to try to do things.
Play for pride.
Yeah,
they really
do. Got
beat by 25 in the first half. Don't get beat like that in the second half. Come out and represent yourselves well, right? Gadian knocks down the second of the two free throws. He's 1-for-4 from the line tonight. He leads the Panthers in scoring with 6. 46-20 Galesburg. They break the UT press. Price on the right side. Fires it left side over to Egyptiaco. Dre with the dribble. Skips it back into the lane to brother Alex. Alex out high to Eric. On the right elbow. Swing it around back up top to Dre. Reversal back to Price on the right side. Finds an opening in the lane, but he traveled moving down the lane. So three turnovers in the first quarter, none in the second quarter. Now three quick turnovers by the Streaks in the third quarter. And Ryan Weber is going to call a timeout.
A good timeout there to reset, to review some things, just to take a deep breath here, and let's talk about what we're doing on both ends of the floor. Outstanding timeout.
5:19 to go, third quarter. Galesburg timeout, leading by 26. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We want to start 2020 out with an exciting offer for your badly needed bathroom remodel. We are offering a 10% discount to any customer that calls for an estimate to remodel their bathrooms. This could amount to hundreds of dollars in savings. Now's the time to take advantage of this great offer by picking up the phone and calling 342-HEAT. That's 342-4328. You will be surprised to see the savings that could be yours. This offer is only good through February 29th, so don't hesitate. Call us now. now.
Join us for the next Bohannon Show as we take a look at the latest Democratic debate, this in Manchester, New Hampshire, before the primary there.
Tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Silver Streaks boys leading United Township 46-20. 5:19 to go here in the third quarter. Quincy, halftime lead over Sterling, 36-23. That game being played at Sterling. Remember, Sterling went down to Quincy after the Streaks put 92 on the Golden Warriors back in December. And Sterling went down to Quincy and won. Now Quincy leading Sterling by 13. Of course, the Blue Devils still in the picture for the conference title with three losses. 5 minutes to go, third quarter here. UT ball coming out of the Galesburg timeout. Merrick leaves it off up top to Bustos. Isaiah Bustos, a sophomore, a freshman, into the game for the Panthers. Played quite a bit of that sophomore game as well. Gadian up top, gets around Price, lost the handle on the dribble, but he gets back to it, picks it up off the floor, and pulls it back out to midcourt. Polite applause by the Galesburg faithful, liking the Streaks' defense in the half court. On the left side, Trice with it into the hands of Wright. They continue to weave out high, trying to find an opening. Gadian leaves it off. The hesitation dribble by Wright got around all the way down the right side and high up and in off the glass over Milan.
There's that having to play through long possessions and continue to guard and don't let your guard down.
And now a bad pass by McCants from half court, trying to get it under the Streaks basket, picked off by Merrick. 7 Galesburg turnovers, 4 here in this half, not even 4 minutes into the third quarter. Streaks lead is 24. Up top, they'll go into the half court, extended possession here. Here's a trap out high, and they're going to get a foul called. McCants and Price were coming out for the trap, and then Gadian did a nice job using his body to get the ball in front of him and to turn his back on Jalen a little bit and to force Jalen to kind of reach around him a little bit. And that's the foul. That's the foul on McCants, his second. Scoreboard showing him with one, but he picked up one early here in the second half, just 11 seconds into the third quarter. 4 team fouls on Galesburg here, or rather 3, in the third quarter. 3:45 to go. UT slowing the game down. Here's a pick, a steal by McCants going 1-on-2. Gets bumped going in from the right side by Trice. It'll be his third foul, and he'll force McCants to knock down points at the free throw line.
And what they're doing with that old-fashioned dribble weave is trying to create, again, us losing our focus, but then create a drive down the middle of the basket right down the lane, and they've been able to do that. But we've guarded it pretty well here the last two possessions.
McCants off the back iron. Jalen is 0-for-3 from the free throw line tonight. Unusual for him, coming in at just a little under 74% on the season, to miss 2 out of 3, let alone all 3. He'll get a second one. That was a 4th foul, by the way, on Malachi Trice. He missed them both. Price got a hand on the rebound, but it's batted over to the weak side to Merrick. So Jalen, uncharacteristic, 0-for-4 from the free throw line, and the Streaks' lead is 24 with 3 to 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Right up top between the circles, open Gadian on the left side, and another illegal screen in the lane called against Davion Williams. As Price tried to go around him, Williams stuck out the left side of his hip, knocked Price off balance, and he slipped and fell. That drew the eyes of the officials and the 13th UT turnover. Down low, Caleb Meadows into the game, can't finish off the shot, and Bustos with a rebound for United Township. First action of the game for the Streaks junior, Caleb Meadows. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Dribble on the right side. Wright gets pushed out of bounds by Harden, and he throws it away. Intercepted by Meadows. Into the front court to Jalen. Steps to the lane. Got wrapped around from behind. Lost the handle on the ball, and Jalen's right back to the free throw line, trying to find his stroke. Well, UT's making this game ugly and choppy, and that's certainly to their benefit. It's prevented Galesburg from running away with this thing completely.
And that was the term that I was just thinking here in that last possession. They've got it choppy and certainly muddied it up here. That's what they needed to do.
Jalen misses another free throw. Second foul of the game on Michael Merrick. 4 team fouls on the Panthers. 2:52 to go, third quarter. Streaks have scored only 5 points in this quarter after putting up 25 in the second quarter. Missed them both again. And in the lane, foul called against Eric Price as he was trying to find an opening in there. Used too much of his body to do so. And that's the first of the game on Price.
And I think what we're seeing here is what UT really wanted to do from the get-go here. Keep us off balance, keep it choppy. They have a chance to keep it in the 30s. They're just a half too late.
Here's an open three from the wing. Missed it badly. Dre on the weak side got a hand on the rebound. Here's another thing that's making this game choppy. The officials are very quick to blow the whistles on just about any contact here. Price going for the rebound, gets whistled for his second. I'm not saying it wasn't a foul, but
it's been a different type of officiated game here in the second half, much tighter.
Yeah. So UT on the inbound, mishandled the ball, and knocked out of bounds, I guess, by Dre Egypciaco is what the officials are going to say. 46-22, 2:42 to go, third quarter. Gadian on the inbound, tries to throw it off Price. Eric stepped back, got the steal, and then got fouled on a diving reach from behind by Devontae Wright, his third. UT had 8 turnovers in the first half. I've got them for 7 now in the third quarter with 2:40 to go. So they've done the job they need to do against Galesburg by slowing the streaks down, holding them to only 5 points. But they haven't been able to take advantage of it themselves.
Yeah, they've really struggled with taking care of the ball. And again, credit the Streaks defense as well. But they've really struggled with being able to execute and take care of the ball. And like you said, committed 7 turnovers this quarter.
Dre on the right side. Between the legs with the dribble. Gets it over to Milan on the wing. Riley steps inside. Has the ball knocked loose. A little too much dribbling going on there. Now he rips it away after the steal by Bustos. The officials call a held ball. And it's going to go back to United Township.
And that's exactly right, Brad. Just too much dribbling, and especially in that location on the floor.
8 turnovers on the streaks now. I won't count the offsetting turnovers down there, but the held ball does create one. With 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Up top, Davion Williams in the game. They tried the give-and-go on the high-low, but Jalen intercepted the pass. McCanson lost the handle on it, poked away from behind. UT with a steal, and a big rejection as Devontae Wright drove in from the left side. McCanson didn't give up on it and pounded it out of bounds.
And that's something that we haven't got to talk a lot about this year with Jalen. He has become, obviously, he's a rim protector, but in the open floor, he's able to guard so well and become a really fine defensive player and does it without fouling.
2:04 to go, third quarter. That at least gets this crowd energized after the kind of play here in the third quarter that's a lot left of people sitting on their hands right now. It's 6-5 UT here in the third quarter. That's the score after the Streaks put 41 up in the first half. Streaks still lead by 24. Here's a dribble by the left side. Somehow, Rogers got around Egypciaco, missed the runner on the baseline, and now the second follow won't go. Dre chases down the rebound on the baseline. Riley has the ball knocked loose, knocked off balance, and then we got a foul called against UT on a little bit of a push out at half court. And that'll be the third of the game on Davion Williams now.
I think we're going to be shooting a lot of foul shots here in the fourth.
Sure looking that way. My goodness. 16 fouls each with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. And still only 11 points scored in this half. Up top, Price into the right corner to Riley. We've only got Milan taking 2 shots in this game. Covered up there on the wing. Swing it around to the outside to Price. Off the left wing, dribble drive, the kick out. Now Riley will shoot the open three and hits. Found the rhythm on that one.
And I think he heard you there, and he did have great rhythm and bounce there. Good stroke.
49-22, Streaks by 27, a minute to go. Ended a long scoring down. Galesburg called that timeout at 5:19 to go. That was their first point since even before that timeout. That includes 4 misses at the free throw line. Down to the final 45 seconds of the third quarter. 49-22 Streaks. Up top, Merrick. Onto the left wing, it goes to Bustos. Looking inside, feeds it up top to Gadian. Gadian guarded by Price. Now to the left side, the dribble drive left to right by Rogers. The kick out. Gadian with a 3, blocked by Price, gets it back. In the lane, kicks it out. Merrick with a head fake. Kicks it into the right corner. Now back to Gadian. Fakes left, goes right. Weaves through the lane. Kicks it into the corner to Bustos. Meadows cuts him off on the baseline. Now into the corner it goes. Right down below us. The trap. Gadian throws it out of there, and the Streaks steal it away. Price, the outlet to Jalen. And with a reverse dunk, he slung it down, scooped it up, hammered it down. Here's a three by Gainier at the buzzer. He missed it. Jalen McCants with showtime.
Big windmill dunk there.
Brings the crowd to its feet. And the Streaks lead by 29 at the end of the third quarter, 51-22. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL.
And I think he's going to get a technical foul there, too.
Yep. So a technical foul called against Galesburg on the celebration. And I assume they're going to call it on Jalen?
Yes.
So that's how the third quarter ends. We'll shoot the free throws when we come back to start the fourth quarter on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You need a new car, but you have less than perfect credit. It's a new year, and it's time to get a fresh start at YEM in Galesburg.
This is Mike Roberts from the Finance Department at YEM. If you've had problems in the past with unpaid bills, repossession, bankruptcy, even if you don't think it's possible to get approved, our experts can help build your credit and get you on the right track for 2020.
We don't just sell cars. We help people. If your credit challenges have prevented you from buying a new vehicle, stop in soon and give us a chance to help at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
If you're trying to sell your home and the little for sale by owner yard sign isn't getting the attention it deserves, list your property on Galesburg.info. With pictures, descriptions, and radio ads, we'll get your home noticed. Go to Galesburg.info, keyword FISBO, for details.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
51-22 Galesburg after three quarters. Technical foul free throws by Days Legadian to begin the fourth quarter. He makes them both. The foul called on Jalen McCants on the Streaks celebration to end the third quarter with a windmill dunk, swooped the ball down, and just had a rim rattler. This gymnasium erupted, but unfortunately for the Silver Streaks, so did the bench and McCants in the celebration, which led to the technical foul.
And it was quite the dunk.
Gadian knocks down both, and UT has the ball to begin the fourth quarter, leading by 27. Sorry, the Streaks leading by 27. The dribble by Gadian found his way to the baseline and fouled, going to the basket. Both teams in the bonus for the rest of this game. So UT was actually kind of shortening the game there with those long possessions, but all these whistles are really going to draw it out here in the fourth quarter.
I think, Brad, they almost went back with a mindset, it's nothing to nothing. We've got to reestablish things, try to end this, you know, finish this game in a good way, play our game, get ready for the next game. And they did a good job of that.
And Gadian's mentality has really seemed to change here late in the second half to just become much more of an attacker to the basket, which is what he did there, which gets him to the free throw line. Knocks down one of two. So 3 points in the quarter from the free throw line for Des Legadian, 51-25 Galesburg. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Up top, Jeremiah Babers into the game. Curls around his man, kicks it into the right corner. Harden steps back for three, a little bit long. The weak side rebound taken on the run by the Panthers. That's Jalen Rose back into the game for UT. Soft pass in no man's land, but UT got to it first before the Streaks could steal it away. 8 third quarter turnovers by the Panthers denied them an opportunity to really come back in the game after they played so well defensively. Really took the Streaks out of their game, slowed Galesburg down. Those late points in the third quarter allowed Galesburg to score 10 points. Otherwise, they were in single digits for the whole quarter. And now a trap out high and a double team by the Streaks on Jalen Rose. And Alex Egypciaco just picked up his fourth foul.
And when you have a trap going, you've got the trap the way you want. You don't want to let him have a get-out-of-jail-free card by fouling him there when you have him trapped.
What'd you have for rebounds for UT in the third quarter,
Steve? Well, it wasn't much. I had four for them and three for us. And there weren't a lot of available rebounds with long possessions plus turnovers.
Yeah, I had us with four.
Okay.
And I had them with seven. They had some dead ball rebounds in there. Well, the number was low either way, which is why I was not confident in what I had. Here's the second miss by Gadian. He made one, missed the second one. Ball got knocked out of Eric Price's hands. So the Streaks get it back here. 51-26, just a minute gone in the fourth quarter. Streaks break the trap in the backcourt. Price on the left side, dribbles into the lane. Off-balance shot, airballed it in front of the basket about 8 feet out. And then UT couldn't handle the rebound underneath. Gillsburg gets another crack at it. Kind of game where you'd like to see the Streaks just get five quick points here, get this game up to 30, and let the continuous clock take over.
I think, Brad, that's a good point, because then you end the game in a way where you feel like that you took care of business in the second half. Right now, East Moline feels like they've done a better job here in the second half.
Yeah, for sure. Again, the Streaks. Oh, here's Babers on the side. Yep, the official saw it. The high pass took Babers right to the sideline, and his toe stepped on the sideline, so that's the 10th Gillsburg turnover. McCants back into the game for the Silver Streaks. For the 51-26, Gillsburg nearly doubled up UT here with 6:20 to go in the game, and a foul called away from the ball. And this one is going to be called against UT, I think. Or is it going to be against Egyptiaco?
Going to be on
first of the game, Andre.
Holding again, away from the ball. We're getting a lot of those calls here in the second half. It seems to be a point of emphasis here of impeding cutters.
This will be United Township's seventh free throw attempt of the fourth quarter. And we've only played a minute 37. First free throw up and in by Malachi Trice. I'm sorry, by Devontae Wright. He's got five in the game now. All the points scored here in this fourth quarter at the free throw line by United Township. Second one up and in as well. So they've gone on a little 6-0 run to start the fourth quarter. The lead is down to 23 with 6:15 to play. Streaks break the press. McCants fires it. Open Harden on the right side. Catches and flips it up and in from the low blocks. First basket of the second half for Harden at 8 in the first half. On the right side, Gadian. High post. The fake pass. The drive by Wright. Steps out. Dribbles in. Milan cut him off, so he pulls it back out. Under 6 to go for the game. Streaks by 25. Up top, this is Merrick with it. Again, they work with the weave, working right to left, right to left. This is Gadian with it, working right. Now gives it off to Rose up top. Pulls up, free throw line, swish. Rose's first basket, first shot of the game for that matter. And a quick timeout called by UT. They have one remaining with 5:40 to go in the game. 53-30 Silver Streaks. You're listening to Gillsburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Are you happy at your current job? If you're even slightly on the fence, head to galesburg.info, keyword jobs, and check out all of the local employers that are currently looking for someone just like you. Openings are updated all the time, so check back often. galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
5:40 to go in the game here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Again, a reminder, Streaks have only two home games left after this one. Rock Falls tomorrow, pregame at 4:40. Gillsburg girls play a little bit before that. We'll have that one at 2 o'clock here on WGIL with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. But the Streaks boys against Rock Falls tomorrow. And then that big, big showdown Tuesday night with Geneseo coming to town. It'll be senior night. The swirl court will be presented. There's an auction going on at halftime to benefit the vocational program at Galesburg High School. Here's McCants trying to do too much with it, and a triple team dribbled inside, had the ball knocked away. And that basketball game's kind of important, too, with everything else going on Tuesday night. And then that's it for the home portion of the schedule, although the Streaks do host the regional. Backdoor cut to Gadian, step back under the basket and a block. McCants recovers the rebound. Into the front court, down low. Babers got cut off on the baseline, out to Dre. Softly knocks down a three from the wing. Shot that one in rhythm.
Just great rhythm. He's showing terrific rhythm, much better than the first part of the season.
15 in the game for Dre Egypciaco to lead the Silver Streaks in scoring. Here's a half-court steal by McCants to the sideline, into the lane, and he gets called for traveling. Took a big step, cutting in from the right side, and the turnover gives it right back. 4:47 to go. Got the Streaks for 9 turnovers in the half, 3 this quarter. How about you?
Yes. And again, you know, just not made it choppier. And again, UT's done a good job making that happen against us, but we've self-inflicted some of our wounds here, too.
4:44 to go. Silver Streaks by 26. Out on the right side, the freshman Wright gives it up top to Williams. Here's another steal. This time it's Dre, and the layup at the other end, and a late foul coming in. Dre gets a chance at a three-point play. Those live ball turnovers have been big for the Silver Streaks tonight, and you might argue they were the difference in the game when the Streaks won up at Sterling last Friday night.
Yeah, and again, we've seen a number of those types of plays right tonight by both Dre and Jalen to get numerous points off of them.
Fourth foul on Davion Williams. Dre knocks down the free throw. Missed his first one. He's knocked down the last two. 6 in the quarter, 7 for the half, and 18 for the game for Dre Egypciaco. And the Streaks' lead is back to 29 with 4:20 to go. They go back door, and Jalen gets there too late. The shot up and in by Williams, and a late foul by McCants. His fourth, and Williams gets a chance at a three-point play. 59-32. 4:18 to play in the game. Silver Streaks trying to maintain that lead over Geneseo. Maple Leafs playing Alleman tonight. I haven't even bothered checking on that score. I didn't figure I had to.
I don't think he will either.
Free throw up and off the back iron. The battle for the rebound, a scramble for it. It's Babers who comes out with it for the Streaks. Around his man, the kick out. Right side, Milan. Passed up the three, works his way to the elbow. Now back up top to Dre Egypciaco. Into the lane. Riley, the catch and the shoot and the score from the free throw line. The lead is back to 29, 61-32.
Good flash and good find there. That's nice execution in that two-man play.
7 points on the night for Milan, who's only taken 4 shots. And he's got 7 points, knocking down 3 of them. Vallejo passes up the 3. Now here's a dribble drive and a block. Attacking the basket, Rose. McCants got the block, came down with a rebound and the foul, and will walk it to the other end with 3:38 to go in the game. Jalen's going to go to the free throw line to give the Streaks a 30-point lead and quickly put on the continuous clock.
And again, we had a 23-point lead here just a short time ago, and we have a chance here to extend it to 30. Again, that shows our explosiveness, and most of those were created, those points, off of those turnovers, live ball turnovers that we are able to capitalize on the other end.
Good one going on between Rock Island and Moline. 50-47, under 2.5 minutes to go in that game with the Rocks leading by 3.
Always good when those two get together. Always a good ball game.
Free throw up by McCants and in, and we've got continuous clock for the rest of the game. That's Jalen's first point of the fourth quarter. Of course, we're going to be at Wharton Fieldhouse next Friday night. That game is a concern. Sean Taylor has those guys playing pretty well. They don't look like much when you see them come out on the court, but they're a 500 team in the Western Big Six Conference. He's doing a tremendous job coaching that bunch. They are very young.
And he's one of the superior coaches in the state, certainly. And you're right, he'll have his ball club ready, and they'll certainly try to play and execute their game plan and get us to play their way.
Jalen knocks down both free throws. He had missed 6 in a row before finishing off the game with those two, and he exits the 6 second half points and 16 for the game. And the Streaks have the substitutes on the floor. The starters will rest for the rest of this game with a 23rd victory close at hand and the 9th in the Western Big Six Conference to maintain that lead. A foul by Cohen Derry as Malachi Trice tried to go around him, and that's the first foul of the game on Derry. Did you notice, Steve, they started the clock while Jalen was shooting the free throws. I guess they didn't think the clock was supposed to start until the ball became alive.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's what happens and when it's supposed to begin.
63-32, Streaks with a 31-point lead and continuous clock for the rest of the game. Trice knocks down the first free throw. He's got 3 points for the Panthers.
And when you're talking to 3:38, when that clock becomes alive, it's over in a heartbeat.
Down to a minute to go in the Rock Island-Moline game. Still a three-point lead for Rock Island, 53-50. In and out on the free throw, Adam Stewart the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Stewart on the left side, bounces it up top. Aiden Wagner for three off the iron. Rebound Trice for United Township. Get a chance to look at the score here in a moment. I did see a Geneseo score against Alleman. The Maple Leafs were up big, as expected. Down to a minute 35 to go in the game. Trice up top, runs into Derry, knocks him down. No foul called either way. The kick out to Cyrus Little. Air balls a three from the corner. And the rebound underneath to Wagner. Then the Streaks turn it over at the other end. 13 turnovers in the game for Galesburg. 62-30 Geneseo. After three periods. So that'll be a continuous clock in the fourth quarter. And the Maple Leafs will remain a half game behind the Silver Streaks in the conference standings. Minute 10 to go here. Galesburg up 30. The dribble drive down the lane by Price. Got a step to the basket. Trice laid it up and in, and a foul.
Nice move by Trice there of getting to the rim and controlling his body. A little double pump and make the layoff. Play through contact.
Trice, a 6'5 junior. Truly looked like a man among boys on that. Very confident drive to the basket. The foul on Aiden Wagner, his first.
This ball club has a promising future. They're just having to take their lumps right now as they learn to play at the next level.
8 seconds to go in the game. Moline has tied it with Rock Island. The miss on the free throw. Stewart with a rebound. Down to 30 seconds to go here. Galesburg just seconds away from its 23rd victory of the season and its 18th in the last 19 games. And two home games remaining for a very excitable student crowd on hand. The Streaks are just dribbling out the clock. And they will go 9-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. Easton Steck with his first varsity action, just a freshman for the Silver Streaks. And it is a final. 63-35, Galesburg goes to 23-3. United Township drops to 10-15 in the Western overall. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
The weather, 50 and sunny one day, 3 inches of snow and wind chills below zero the next. Chances are you're going to need a winter coat or two. So instead of feeling the winter blues, get some blues. Blue WGIL buttons for each of those coats. Those blues could turn to green, up to $500 in cash if you're seen by one of our button spotters. Pick up a blue WGIL button today at Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Get a full list of locations at WGIL.com.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Dawn Tucker from WGIL, reminding you that you can go jump in the lake for a good cause. The annual Special Olympics Polar Plunge is Sunday, February 23rd at Lake Story. To find out more, including how to raise funds and register, click on community events at WGIL.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm. I encourage you to check out their Google reviews and see how they've helped save thousands. Cloudy tonight, snow this evening. Could see accumulation of less than a half inch or so. Patchy fog late over that low of 22. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 30. Tomorrow night, slight chance of snow after midnight with an overnight low of 23. Rain likely throughout the day on Sunday. Possibly mixed with snow in the morning. High of 39 on Sunday. It's 28 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks prevail in a big way over United Township, enacting revenge for the disappointing loss up at East Moline back in December on a Friday the 13th. Not nearly the same results, not even close here tonight. We were tied three times in the first quarter. Otherwise, the Streaks did not trail in this game. When Galesburg was up 9-7, that's when they went on really what was a deciding run in this game. They outscored East Moline, the Panthers of United Township, 15-2 to open up a 24-9 lead in that terrific second quarter that Galesburg had when they outscored the Panthers 25-7, led 25 at halftime, and it's really like two completely different games here tonight. The second half felt very much like that game up at their place. The only difference was we were up big in the third and fourth quarters and came away with this 23rd win.
You know, just observing there, I thought that Coach Weber, when they came back out here in the second half, were just trying to really start the game at nothing to nothing.
Yeah.
Felt like that didn't have much of a chance to win the ball game. So let's try to reestablish how we play, finish this thing on a good note with a good taste in our mouth, take this from there and go into our next ball game, having created those good habits again. And I thought they did that. They had long possessions. They got off good shots, tried to muck it up on the defensive end, and, played a low-scoring game in the second half and got some turnovers out of it. They just don't have enough firepower to do the things that they would like, so therefore they make their possessions longer and try to make it a low-scoring game. So I thought UT did a super job in the second half of trying to play, like you say, the kind of game that they want to, and like they did when they played us up there. We just did so many things in such a spectacular fashion in the first half, maybe playing our best half all year, and basically exploded there and with that 25-point second period and had the ball game won at that point.
63-35 ends up the final. Galesburg 23-3 on the season. Again, 9-2 in the Western Big Six. Again, they maintain a half-game lead over Geneseo, which won at Alleman tonight. The Rock Island-Moline game, meanwhile, has gone into overtime. And with 36 seconds to go in the overtime, this is how quickly that game is going. Right when we went into the break at the end, when we closed out, when the game ended, we went into our break. The Rock Island-Moline game had just gone into overtime. And here they are almost out of the overtime, and they're still tied at 60, so they're that close maybe to go in double overtime. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Now Rock Island takes the lead 62-60 as we follow this game on Twitter with 22 and a half seconds to go up there. Again, Silver Streaks have to go to Wharton Fieldhouse next Friday night. Moline almost beat Geneseo last week. It took a pull-up buzzer beater by Isaiah Rivera to avoid the big upset by Moline. Now they're this close to beating Rock Island tonight. So again, lots of concern going up there next Friday night for the Silver Streaks to go up and just take care of business.
Yeah, there's no question about it. That should be a good ball game. We have our work cut out for us, and one that I know Coach Hart, his staff, and his ball club won't take lightly. We want to keep this train running on the right track.
Let's take a break here on the post game. Still awaiting some of the players are out. Haven't seen Coach Hart yet. Silver Streaks win at 63-35. More post-game coverage, including comments from the coach, when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Back and forth, back and forth. Those are the old negotiation games. And at Galesburg Toyota, they are illegal. That's right. We banned negotiation games because they're so 1997. And you don't have time for them. You want the lowest price for zero haggling, which is why every pre-owned vehicle on the Galesburg Toyota lot has the real-time market-based price right in the windshield. I want you to enjoy your next car buying experience. So buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Lisa Anderson, Beverly Tracy, and Roger Eagle, all of Galesburg, each won $50 when they were spotted wearing their blue WGIL buttons. Find out more about the button at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks win it here tonight, 63-35. And no Coach Hart yet, so let's talk about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We got some candidates here tonight. And it's not all just about who had the highest score, of course, with this honor. Go ahead, partner. I don't disagree with what your assessment was.
You know, this kid we've talked about as being such a valuable component to our ball club off the bench. He provides spark either end of the floor. He's a smart kid. He plays with a lot of headiness. He reads the game well. And when he came in tonight and the things that he did, I thought really springboarded us off to that big lead, and that's DeMarco Harden. And he's just had a great season and a guy that's so valuable to this ball club. Super young man. So his efforts tonight get him the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and that would be DeMarco Harden.
DeMarco finished in double figures with 10, 8 points again in the first half. Remember that three-pointer he hit at the buzzer at the end of the first quarter that gave the Streaks a 7-point lead. Then came out, hit a three-pointer at the start of the second quarter.
And it was off to the races.
And, yeah, and that really sparked the Silver Streaks. And, yeah, off they went, as you said. And Galesburg improves to 23-3. DeMarco Harden, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. 5 minutes to go in the Illinois game down at Champaign. And at 64-56, Maryland on top by 8. As, of course, a huge game in the Big Ten standings with that one. Both teams coming in at 8-3. Big weekend for the Illini. And they're going to need a late comeback in that one. Let's take a timeout, go over the final statistics, talk things over with Streaks head coach Ryan Hart as well, as post-game coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at courtrightconstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
It's the final regular season home game for the GHS girls basketball team as they host the Sterling Golden Warriors tomorrow afternoon. I'm Tom Ehrlich. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 1:40 on WGIL.
Silver Streaks boys, meanwhile, defeat United Township 63-35. So let's tell you what's happened in the Western Big Six tonight. Of course, Geneseo won big over Alleman. No surprise there. The other two games came right down to the end. And what the Silver Streaks would have hoped for in both outcomes didn't happen in either case. Rock Island holds off Moline in overtime, 62-60. And Quincy holds off Sterling. Remember, they were up double digits earlier in that game, 56-55. The Willman kid for Sterling, of course, who made some huge shots against Galesburg last Friday night, missed two free throws with 0.2 seconds left. And Quincy ends up holding on and beating the Golden Warriors by one. So Quincy remains a game back of the Silver Streaks in the loss column in the Western Big Six standings. And Geneseo, with just two losses, tied in the loss column, but one game back in the win column. And, of course, that game on Tuesday night just looming bigger and bigger and bigger.
And it sure is, and rightfully so. And, you know, you think about it, Quincy always finds a way to be in the race. They just find a way to be in the race year after year after year. And they're going to be in the thick of it here all the way to the end as well.
Let's go ahead and look at our post-game statistics. I still haven't seen Coach Hart yet. Seen just about everybody else except him. So let's run through our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
Team-wise, tonight, Streaks again, another terrific shooting performance from the field. We were 24 out of 43 for 55%. Can't beat that. Had a really fine night with a three-point shooting effort. We were 8 out of 17 there. Lots of them in rhythm. Lots of them wide open as we got ball movement to beat the zone movement. That's 47%. UT, on the other hand, tough night. 12 out of 32 for 37%. And only 3 out of 16 three-point shooting-wise for 18%. We again win the rebound battle. We've done that all year long. Such an important stat, 25-18. And a lot of turnovers here tonight, yeah, by both ball clubs. 19 for UT, which is uncharacteristic of them, and we made some unforced on our own with 13.
Free throw shooting, neither team shot well tonight. Panthers were 8 out of 16. Silver Streaks, 5 out of 13. Coach Ryan Hart joins us now, so let's find out the coach's thoughts here tonight. Coach, really two different halves. Thank goodness we were up 25 after that first half, because looked like UT came out, really kind of did what they wanted to do there in the third quarter. What was the message to the players to kind of try to find a way to play through that and get the game going back in our direction there in the second half?
Well, we need to make sure that we got multiple people. And, well, I mean, we're trying different lineups here and there. Alex had a little nose issue, so he wasn't able to start the second half. We went out there and just kind of threw the mojo off a little bit. But, I mean, we came out and we held them down. I think we – did they outscore us third quarter when it was all said and done? Or
no.
We still won that quarter.
Fourth quarter they did, not the third.
So we ended up defending enough and rebounding enough and got to the fourth quarter, and then we decided to play again.
So let's talk about that second quarter. Steve and I were – trying to figure out if maybe that was the best quarter we played all season long. It was very impressive defensively, offensively. What did you see out there in the second quarter that it got things going? And, of course, you had said in the pregame, we just want to get a lead on them. And it felt like once we got that lead in the first quarter, that really was the catalyst there in the second quarter.
Yeah, we moved the ball. And when we moved the ball against that zone, it was really nice. And even the people down at the end of the bench and the guys in crowd control, when I walked down there to get a drink of water, they kind of looked over and said, that's some very good ball movement. And it was. I mean, we got the ball inside. We kicked it out. I mean, we were hitting shots. And I told them before the game was over, we are way better when we get the ball inside and get, and then throw it out on our three-pointers than we are when we're just passing around the perimeter. And we that was kind of a little bit of the problem there in the third quarter for about four possessions. We just threw the ball around and just jacked up a shot and didn't look inside, but we got it corrected and carried it on through the fourth quarter, and we were fine.
It looks to me also, and I mean, we've played good defense for the most part all year, and we've made corrections on those things, and I know you wanted to address. But tonight here, when we went on our runs, it was due to a number of defensive kinds of things. What kinds of things are you guys doing now that you feel like you've gotten better at, or that you've added wrinkles to, you know, what you're trying to do defensively?
Well, we went over dribble handoffs all week in practice, and this is the first time we actually practiced them, and it was okay tonight. There was a couple times that we got off a little far once our man caught the ball, and they got a little head of steam going to the rim. So that's something we're going to have to watch on film and kind of correct a little bit here and there going into next week and so on and so forth. But that was one of the main things. And also, as we were talking this week as a team and as a group, our goal was to hold them right around 35 points. And, I mean, that was the comment they made in the locker room to me after the game was over. It said, "Coach, we got held them at 35, like you said." And I'm like, "Well, good for you guys. Good for you guys. I mean, you accomplished something we put forward for you."
Let's talk about DeMarco Harden. He was our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight. Might have got a little home bounce here at the end of the first quarter to get that ball to drop through. But those kinds of shots can really boost a kid's confidence, can't they? I'm not saying that DeMarco hasn't shot the ball well, because we feel like he has. But what does he do for you coming off the bench? What is he enabled to do that allows this team to get better?
Well, and we've talked about this all year long, too. We have confidence in pretty much everybody shooting the ball, and it doesn't matter who it is when they're in there. We shoot lights out in practice for a majority of the time. Now, nothing is perfect all the time. And, I mean, that's kind of what happened in the third quarter a little bit tonight. But all in all, anybody that comes in the game, and Marco's just one of those guys that and has a green light whenever he's open. Now, he needs to get in a little bit of a rhythm when he gets into the game instead of first pass, first catch, first shot, first air ball. But after that, he settled in. He got the ball moving a little bit, got up and down, got a little lather. And when he gets going, he's a pretty good shooter. So we like sticking him out on the perimeter against zones, along with Jeremiah Babers, Caleb, and all those other guys. I mean, Riley shoots the ball well. Dre shoots the ball well. I mean, all of our guys can shoot the ball, and it's just one of those things. As long as we move it properly, as long as we get some dribble penetration here and there and post feeds, everybody should have open shots.
And your bench is getting deeper and deeper all the time. You know, what are you looking for there? Is there you establishing stuff that you want to use the rest of the way? Is it based on situation? What are you doing with that?
Well, here's the deal with our bench. I was getting on them early in the year about no energy, not enough energy, and then Jalen has that dunk with 5 seconds left in the third quarter, and they go down and miss a three. Well, they thought it was a Super Bowl from last Sunday that we just won at. No, we didn't win the Super Bowl, boys. I like the energy. I like being enthusiastic and bringing some life to the guys when they're coming off the court for huddles, but we have to make sure we have a happy medium on them. And I mean, that everybody's kind of got a role now, and we're trying to extend as much people as possible, because I mean, I've been telling the coaches all year long that we need to make sure we're right at least at eight deep to go down the stretch run, because we can have confidence in 8, 9, 10 guys, but we have to make sure that anybody that gets out there is able to contribute and do what they need to do. And one of the big bugaboos, if you will, is dribble penetration and getting a hand up on the shooters when they get out there and rebounding. And I mean, it kind of was a little bit tonight with a couple of our bench guys, but it's getting better. And again, everything's a process. And all in all, I told them before the game started, I'm like, we only have 4 weeks from tonight will be the regional championship game, whether we're winning or not. I mean, we should be, but if we aren't, I mean, whoever beats us, good for them. But 4 weeks from tonight, and one of them said, "That's not a long time." No, it's not a long time.
All right.
We've only got two more Fridays guaranteed, with that being the third, because we got that last week off because we had Allman in the last week. So trying to get to where everybody is getting out there, playing good defense, handling the ball correctly, moving the ball in zones, being strong with the ball. Had a couple issues with that tonight that we had to address. But I mean, I'm happy with the kids. I mean, we're moving along pretty well. Just a little thing here and there, and we're heading in the right direction.
Yep, and we've been really, really good at home. Let's keep that going tomorrow.
And we
night.
Have been really, really good at home. We need to be really, really good on the road here after these next two games.
That's right.
So,
thanks for coming by, Coach. Congratulations on the
thanks,
win.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
23-3 are the Silver Streak, 63-35 the final over United Township tonight. Final thoughts from John Field, Jim, when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Chris LeGros from WGIL with this community reminder. The Galesburg and Kewanee Elks Lodges will be hosting a free orthopedic clinic for children. It's scheduled for Tuesday, February 11th at the OSF Healthcare Galesburg Clinic. An appointment is required. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Mid-State Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Mid-State, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
If you're spotted wearing the blue WGIL button, you could win cash. Pick one up today at Galesburg Toyota near Walmart in Galesburg. Full details at WGIL.com.
Let's run through the individual scoring in this one as the Silver Streaks defeat United Township 63-35. Des Lagadian leads the Panthers with 10 points. He's the only UT player in double figures. Devontae Wright had 6. Malachi Trice and Davion Vallejo each had 5. Michael Merrick, Silver Streaks did a nice job on him tonight. He led the Panthers in scoring with 14 up at East Moline back in December. He only got off 2 shots tonight, finished with 3 points. Darius Rogers with 2. Davion Williams fouled out of the games with 2. Jalen Rose also finished with 2. For the Silver Streaks, 3 players in double figures tonight. Drea Gipciaco leads the scoring with 18 points. How about a game for this here, partner? 6 out of 6 from the field, 4 out of 4 from 3-point range for Dre. The only shot he missed all night was a free throw.
And he's really stepped up his ability to score in a big way, and that just adds one more weapon offensively.
Jalen McCant, 16 points, 7 rebounds, including 2 very impressive dunks. And DeMarco Hart.
A windmill monster. You described that beautifully.
Yeah, it was. Just brought down the house, pretty much. 10 points for DeMarco Hart, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Eric Price just missed double figures with 9. Riley Milan had 7. And Jeremiah Babers off the bench with 3. So, you know, here's that scoring. Just about everybody else got in the game and did not score here tonight for the Silver Streak. So, you know, here's something we talked about early on, Steve, and this again just speaks to the evolution of this team as it's gone along. We talked early on, Jalen McCants, Eric Price. You know, those were going to be where the points were going to come from. And the question was, how much has Riley Milan developed his game, which he clearly has. He's not just a spot-up three-point shooter. He can attack the basket. So very quickly in the Thanksgiving tournament, it became evident we had 3 guys who could score. Then the question was where the rest of the points going to come from. And we started talking throughout the season, you know, if we could just get 8 points from this guy, 6, 7, 8 points from this player off the bench. So here's the scoring tonight, 18, 16, 10, 9, 7. That's a nice formula for winning games down the stretch.
I noticed that up on the scoreboard, and that's a lot of balance and guys being able to score in a variety of ways at a variety of times, that this particular player can pick me up here and another player can pick me up here. And, and guys off the bench, you know, bench numbers, all good. I mean, the kinds of things that when they all come together, say you've got a fine, fine ball club, and obviously we do at 23-3.
And 9-2 in the Western Big Six Conference, a half game ahead of Geneseo at 8-2. So again, 2 home games remaining before the postseason. One of them tomorrow with Rock Falls in town. Of course, Galesburg girls do have a conference game. It's their final home game of the regular season. Sterling Town, 1:40 for the pregame. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson, tip-off scheduled for 2 o'clock. And then the Galesburg boys, the sophomore game is scheduled for 3:30, varsity game at 5, so our pregame at 4:40. or so tomorrow afternoon. Meanwhile, down in Champaign, Illinois is about to fall. They're losing to Maryland by 9 with 20 seconds to go in the game there. So a tough loss and a very big game for Illinois as they're about to drop to 8-4 in the Big Ten. So we'll see you tomorrow again a little bit early, and we'll see what we do against Rock Falls. We don't really even talk about that game here tonight, but Rock Falls is not the undefeated Rock Falls that we played last year. They lost pretty much everybody off that team, and last I checked, I think they're 4-16 coming into tomorrow. So
a little bit of the trap game kind of thing,
because exactly.
You played a big game here tonight, play really an earlier game tomorrow out of your routine, and then got your big showdown on Tuesday night, so we need to stay in the moment tomorrow and work on things and stay with our good habits here and come out and play well, and it'll take care of itself.
Yep, got to come in and take care of business tomorrow. So we'll have it here, two home games remaining. Hope you can be with us tomorrow, late tomorrow afternoon. For Brian Prescott at the Downtown Studios, for the Hall of Famer to my right, Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Binowitz. Silver Streaks win it here tonight, 63-35. Sophomores in a late comeback win it, 59-56. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.